2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Scattered clouds, lots of blue sky, 93 degrees. KSL's top story. Breaking news. Word came just about 30 minutes ago. Joe Biden has selected his running mate, and it's California Senator Kamala Harris. The 55-year-old Harris becomes the first black woman and also the first person of Indian descent to be nominated for national office in this country. In contrast to Biden, Kamala Harris is known as a vigorous campaigner, and during her own campaign for president, she was a harsh critic of Joe Biden. She dropped out of the race and has been a vocal supporter of Biden's ever since. Biden's top guy in Utah says the clashes with Harris were a good thing. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Scott Howell telling Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry, Biden picking Harris, someone he sparred with in debates, shows she's capable.
I like that she was. She called him out on some progressive issues. But I think that their personalities, and I just know her a little bit. I don't know her very well, like I know Joe. But I think he was picking someone because he knows what kind of talent you have to have.
Biden tweeting that Harris worked closely with his son when attorney general, and he was proud then and proud now to have her as his partner. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And joining me live now is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. Boyd, I'm reading that for Democrats, Kamala Harris is considered the safe choice. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. She checked a lot of the boxes there from a very safe, poll-tested, consultant-certified kind of approach, vetting approach for the Democrats there. California, woman of color, senator, which Joe Biden values very highly, national profile. All of those things add up to a pretty easy, pretty predictable pick for Joe Biden.
Okay, in this moment, before the president weighs in, he hasn't said anything yet. How is the Trump campaign going to attack her?
I think they will go along a lot of her votes in the United States Senate. I think that will be one place. They will obviously replay the moment over and over and over again during the Democratic debates, where she and Joe Biden got after it a little bit on busing and a few of those social issues that are very much front and center right now. But one of the things that I think everyone should keep in mind before we hyperventilate too far on, you know, how they debated against each other, you do have to remember that it was George H.W. Bush who classified Ronald Reagan as having voodoo economics. And they became a ticket centered around the things that they had in common. So some people are trying to make a big deal about the sparring back and forth. It is a big deal, but they can clearly get past it as they try to unify their ticket and unify the party. Remember, the Democratic convention officially starts a week from yesterday, starts on the 17th. So there's a lot of work to be done.
And Biden will appear with Kamala Harris tomorrow ahead of the convention. Thanks so much, Boyd Matheson, the host of Inside Sources here on KSL. Before this VP announcement, the latest poll out of Monmouth University just today shows Joe Biden with a 10-point lead and only 4% of voters undecided, for what it's worth. KSL News Time 3:03. President Trump tweeted out his opinion of the choice around 15 minutes ago. I was unaware of this. Maria Chaleos knows, though. She's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Biden's pick for vice president didn't catch President Trump by surprise. The president immediately releasing a video on Twitter critical of Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris ran for president by rushing to the radical left, embracing Bernie's plan for socialized medicine, calling for trillions in new taxes.
Now, the president not including any other commentary in that tweet. Hey, The Pac-12 is suspending its fall football season just hours after the Big Ten made its official announcement earlier today in Ohio, where Buckeye football reigns supreme. Governor Mike DeWine gave this reaction.
As a fan, I'm disappointed, but this is a decision that was made by the Big Ten. This was made by the schools, and, you know, we have to respect that decision.
University of Utah was scheduled to start training camp next week ahead of a 10-game schedule. And as the nation splits opinion on whether to send children back to school during the pandemic, health experts like Dr. Patty Manning say there's an age group that's being ignored.
Especially the teens and the mobile teens are at great risk for spread because they're very active and they're in close contact with each other.
She also warns if a child has COVID, they can be contagious whether they are symptomatic or not. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:05.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
Organizers of that viral dance party in Provo got a lot of hate online, but did they break any laws? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has the story.
Many folks were upset after watching a video of hundreds of young people partying it up in Provo last week and dancing very close together. But Aislinn Tolman-Hill with the Utah County Health Department says technically they're in the clear. Utah County does not have a mask mandate and...
This event was 1,000 people or less, so they were actually not required to get a permit. But we would just reinforce that be extremely, extremely careful to make sure that you are, you know, maintaining that kind of safe space of 6 feet around you.
She says events like this also make it harder for contact tracers if someone does get sick, so it's a good idea to mask up. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:06. Lots going on. Football, politics, parties. What's happening on the roads, Ricky Meese?
We have a nasty accident in Midvale. State Street 7200 South. Those familiar with that area know it's a big intersection. All directions affected by this crash, watch for traffic control in place to direct you through that intersection. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up on KSL, what's the deal? They're saying soda pop is the new toilet paper? We have an in-depth look coming your way in just 2 short minutes. It's my Minute of News next on KSL.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.